Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Pei Tes. The Gemara starts explaining the Mishnah that the Chatzi Loig was used for a Toida, for the Shemen of Toida. The Gemara brings the Braisa that Rabbi Kiva says that if you would assume that Toida should be like a regular mincha that has a loik. Why does it only have a chatiloi? Because it's a ribui acha ribui, in ribui acha ribui elo lemayit. So the Rosh Hashir says that the savmin of Rabbi Akiva, that toida should be like a regular mincha for a loik, it's only like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that holds that afilu mincha shal shamach esroinim, you bring one loik. But according to the Tanakhama, that holds that you get a loik for every isaroin, the lachmei toida have many, many esroinas. If so, then why would the Havaminas tell us? Why would we have thought that you bring one loik? You think you should bring many lugin. Therefore, the Rosh Hashir is there in the Ramban, and the Ramban paskins like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that you for each isarin you bring a loik, and yet the Ramban paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The Kabbalah that Mustafa, like the Rosh Hashir says that the Havamina here of the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva is only works like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not like the Tanakhama. So the maskana is that toida you only use a chati isaron, and then you split it in half. That chati isaron now becomes quarters, and then one of the quarters is used for the revicha, and one of the quarters is split between the chalos and the rekikin. So the chalos and the rekikin each get an eighth, and the revicha gets a quarter. It's definitely a horror over here that the mission gives us all the midas of lach that there were in the mikdash. And the smallest one is a revius. There's no mid of an eighth. Lamaisa here, you needed to split this shemen between the chalois and the rekikin, and each one only gets an eighth. Kanira on this, there is no din medida. There's no din to measure. You even if, as we mentioned earlier. Previous document that it could be that you need to get an eighth, exactly an eighth. But in that there was no din to make a medida. The din medida was said for a chatzi isarin and to split the chatzi isarin into quarters, but the making the eighth, there was no din medida. It could be the more, maybe it's nichol, but it could be more of an explanation in that the din of chetzi l'chalos chetzi l'rekikin is potentially not ma'akif. The din was that a quarter was given for the chalos and the rekikin. So you use a chelik of it for the chalos and a chelik for the rekikin. The word chetzi in the Gemara often doesn't mean dafka half. It means part was used for the chalos and part was used for the rekikin. And you can decide how much shemen you want for the chalos and the rekikin. But the din medida, the ikar din here was to split the chaytseyu. You start with a chatzi loig of shemen and you split it into quarters. A quarter for the revicha and a quarter for the chalos and the rekikin. How that quarter is used exactly in the chalos and the rekikin, that was up to the discretion of the kohen. Kohen could decide how exactly he wants to split that up. But the revias haloig was used for chalos and rekikin together. Another revias haloig was used for the revicha. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is that the din of chati loig shemin lenazir letayda, sorry, is aloch moshmi sinai. So it's not clear, he's just arguing the makar of the din, or it's also arguing about the din itself. So in the Rashi, the top Rashi is before that, he does not argue in the din. That it's still chetzio l'chalos, chetzio l'rekikin, split it up, you got a two quarter legs, and the one is for the revicha, and the other one is for the chalos and the rekikin. That's the opinion of Rashi over here. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says no, that because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not have the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, so then the din is actually different. If you have a chatzi loig shemen for nazir, and there are three minim that it gets split up into, so each one gets a third of that chatzi loig. So each one then therefore is getting a sixth of a loig of shemen, and between the three of them you have a half a loig of shemen. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, we should need a new mida of a sixth. We never find such a mida. Makopan, and that's the machlokes here with Das. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Oh, another point here in the Hemshecha Gemara, where it brings the Pesukim by the Menorah, and the Gemara says, the Darshan, the Pesukim, Erev HaBoiker, Tein lami dosa sheteiler lekes v'lekes me'erev ad boiker. Davar acher, me'erev ad boiker, ein lach avoyde shekshere me'erev ad boiker, ela zu bilvad. So there are two things we learn out of this pasuk. One is that it has to be enough oil to last for the whole night. And the second thing is that this is the last avoida. There's no avoida that's kosher from night till morning, except for the adlakas haminayra. So what does that mean? So Rashi here in Saviyad, Rashi's mavur, that the pshat is that it's kosher at night. All avoidas must be done by day. But the avoida of adlakas haminayra is kshera mishkiya sachama. You could do it even after it's already night. You could do this avoida. However, Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says a different pshat. Rashi there says that it's the last avoida of the avoidas hayoyim. It's not actually done by night. It was rather done by day. But it was the last avoida that was done by day. Also, Rashi in Yuma Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph says that hadlakas haminayra was me avoidas hayoyim. The Achrayim ask on Rashi Bayos that says that it was done by night, that l'chayra it was, we find in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nuntes, that it was done by day. It was at the end of the avoid of the day, what was actually done by day. There's machlik is there in two braces, which was done later. The akrovas ha-pesach was later, or the adlokas ha-menoira was later. But definitely according to the Manda Amar, that the akrovas ha-pesach was after the adlokas ha-menoira, so for sure, the Adlokas HaMenorah was by day, because he had the makor of the Pesach in the daytime. And it's mashma, even the man to Omer that holds that Adlokas HaMenorah was later, because it says me'erev ad boiker, and like the Mar says by us, it needs to be the last one, but it's not coming to say that it was done by night. It's coming to say that it was the last of the Avodas HaYoyim, and it comes even later than the Korban Pesach. But everyone agrees that it was done by day. It's very difficult on Rashi by us. Rashi by us is mavur, that it was actually hadlaka, was by night. So the Mikdash David says, Mikdash David in Simin Chav Aleph, Sivkatan Aleph, Mikdash David says that the ikar mitzvah of the hadlaka samanayra is that it should be burning by night. That's its mitzvah, that's its inyan, that the whole night it has to be burning. So mimela, they would normally light it in the daytime, because they had already from the beginning of the night, it should be burning. But if you want, you really couldn't light it by night. It wasn't a mitzvah sayoyim. The mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah was that it should be burning by night. The way to make that it's burning by night is that you light it by day, and therefore at the end of the daytime, and then as soon as the night comes, it's already burning. Which is over there is ma'irer, that the Gemara Darshan said, Adlakas HaMenorah is Deicha Shabbos. Says Mikdash David, why is it Deicha Shabbos? Hari an Erev Shabbos, you can light it in the daytime, before it's night. And therefore, it won't be Deicha Shabbos. And on Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to. Why do you have to light it at the end of Shabbos Mamish and be Deicha Shabbos? Let's wait till the beginning of the night. According to Rashi Bayos, that if we want, we could light the Menorah at night. That's an interesting question we have on Rashi. But that's part of the Mahalach of Mitzvah Shavit that you have to say Bedas Rashi, is that the Iker Mitzvah is that it should be burning by night, and the Hadlaka is a way to get to that. We can explain that more up here, the Yisrael of Reb Chaim that we said yesterday, that the whole Iker Mitzvah of the Hadlaka, Reb Chaim says, is not the Hadlaka Mitzar Atzmai. The Mitzvah of the Hadlaka is a Heitimsa, that the neighbors should be Dolkin. The whole Chavtza of the Hadlaka is not the Mais Hadlaka itself, but that the candles should be burning. So the Mitzvah that the candles should be burning is in the nighttime. So you don't need that the Hadlaka happens at the time of the Mitzvah. The hadlaka can happen at an earlier time. Just like Reb Chaim said, the hadlaka bizar is kshira. The point of the hadlaka isn't the hadlaka in and of itself. The point of the hadlaka is that the candles should be burning. So the mitzvah happens at nighttime, and the time to do it is the daytime. And therefore, according to Rashi, the actual time of the mitzvah is not important. You could actually do the mitzvah at an earlier stage or at the time the night itself starts, because the whole mitzvah is that the candles should be burning. Also in our Tosfos, we see like this, like Rashi by us, that's the Gvuras Ari Yuma Daf Tezov explains our Tosfos, that he holds like Rashi by us, that they would light by night. Because Tosfos asks, that why is that Lokas HaMenorah singled out as being the Avodah which is Kosher Me'erev Ad Boiker? Asks Tosfos, Haktaras Evarim is also Kosher by night. And Trumas Adeshin is also kosher by night. Tezin is in his question assumed that any avodah which is kosher by night is called the avodah v'sekshir me'erev ad boikin. Tezin answers that no, Haktaras Eivarim is its mitzvah starts mi'bo'id yom. Mora says that chaviva mitzvah v'shaita the lechatchila the time that your makar v'Eivarim is by day. If it's left over, your makar by night. So it's not similar to the menorah, which what? Which Mashman Tais says that there's no lechatchila to light by day. Just lechatchila you light by night. In King of Warren Tais says that the time of the hadlaka is by night and not by day. Now, we now go to the other drasha that we learned out of this pasuk. Hatin lamidasa shetei delekets me'erev ad boiker. It was not only said it in that the candle, that the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is by night or that the candles should be lit at night, but there's also din in the shemen. We need the amount of shemen that should last me'erev ad boiker, which Amara says is a chatzi loig, but the Chacham had to figure out why it was that way. If that figure out this shir. It's machlekes if they started milamayla lamata, or they started milamata lamayla. Did they start with more shemen and eventually got to realize that it was chatzi loig, or they started with a smaller amount and realized they had to add and get a chatzi loig. So it's the mandomer that they there was milamata lamayla. They started with less, and then they kept on adding until they got a chatzi loig. It's lachar shver that they lit with not enough shemen. The amount of shemen that was needed for the mitzvah was a chatzi loig, and they lit with less than that. So those days they were not mekayim the mitzvah. So lemaisa there's a Tosfos Rosh in Shabbos the chafal of Mabiz. It says that when there were times of the chashmonoyim when they only found one pach of shemen, so. How much did they light? That's the famous question. How much did they put in the candles the first day? Did they put in all of the shemen in the candles, or they only put in an eighth? So Tosfos Rosh there says that they only put in an eighth of the shemen. This also the Beis Yosef has this answer. That's the Beis Yosef wants to explain that was the nes of the first day. Why do we have Yontem on the first day of Chanukah? What was the nes? So they say that because they didn't put in all of the oil and it didn't. They didn't put in all the oil the first day. The nes was that they only put in an eighth of the oil. And it lasts, and that eighth of the oil lasted the whole night. A kaponim is mavur that you can put in, you don't need to put in all of the shemen. It's enough to put in a smaller amount of shemen. And it's also a kiyum of the mitzvah. That the shear of a chatzi loig shemen is not ma'akev. It's only the mitzvah bialma. Therefore you could put in less shemen. Also the re'im, the yireim, says the Teretz, also the Minchas Baruch in the Simen Kuftes has a beautiful arichas about the Indian of Neis Chanukah. We'll see soon some of it, and he brings there also the Urayim that says this that they only that the din of the that says Lahedya that the shear of Chatzi Loig Shemen is on Ma'akev. All it is a mitzvah, and therefore they put in an eighth of the Chatzi Loig for each night. The Minchas Baruch asks that even if it's only a mitzvah, but it's still better to be mekayin the mitzvah the proper way the first night, and the rest of the nights to use shemen tome. As Minchas Baruch, there is Mayrich, that you're allowed to use shemen tome because tumah hutra b'tzibur. So he still is bothered by this teretz that even if you say that it's not ma'akev, it's still lechatchila you should put in the right amount of shemen, and the rest of the days use shemen tome. He says that the Urayim says this teretz l'shitasa, the Urayim there holds that you cannot use shemen tame, even b'di'evid, there's no din of tumah hutra b'tzibur on the shemen. But akaponim, that's the opinion of the Urayim that they needed to use the right. They had no other shemen; there was no other option to use, and they use an eighth of the shemen on each night. And the din of the chatzi like shemen is not ma'akif. It's a very big raya from our Gemara that when they originally lit, they were not ma'akayin mitzvah. But if we say that the din of chatzi like is not ma'akif, so then it's good that even those days they were mekayim the mitzvah. Chazanish says another teretz. Chazanish in Simen Lametz of Katan Zayin says that they at the beginning they used a smaller psila, smaller wick. So even though they had less shemen, they made sure that it lasted the whole night. About it, the shemen has to last the whole night. Just the amount of shemen is not ma'akif. As long as you can make a smaller wick and make sure that the shemen lasts the whole night. So they were trying to get it figure out how much shemen they would need for a psila benenis. But in order to test it, they started with smaller shemen and a psila daka, and they saw that it lasted. So then they made the psila bigger. They also added shemen accordingly, till they got to the amount that it was a chatiloig with a psila beinus. However, there's another mahalach here in this man d'amar of mi lamata lamayla, based on the Rashi, the top Rashi. Rashi's mavur that they added more oil in the middle of the night. I mean, they put in oil, and they saw that it was about to die out, so they added in more oil, and therefore it lasted the whole night. So therefore there was no problem. The dinners of the oil that it should burn the whole night. Almost it burned the whole night. But asks the Nesivitz in Sefer Makor Chaim, the Nesivitz wrote a Sefer on Eir Chaim, mainly on Hilchos Pesach, called Makor Chaim. But in the back of the Sefer Makor Chaim, he has also Ha'aras on the Magen Avram and the Taz through all of Eir Chaim. So there in the Nesivitz in Hilchos Hanukkah, in Simin Tov Reish Ayin, he asks on our Gemara that the halach is that by Hilchos Hanukkah is not that way. Hilchos Hanukkah, you need to put in enough oil to last half an hour. If you put in an oil that will only last 20 minutes, and then you add in more oil afterwards, you're not making the mitzvah. It's a shear in the shemen. The shemen needs enough to last half an hour. So if how did Rashi on top, how did he enter the problem? The problem was that the shemen, there was not enough shemen. There was not enough shemen. Says Rashi, they added in more shemen. At 2 a.m., they saw it was about to burn out, they added in more shemen. It didn't help you. You still weren't making the mitzvah. Because you didn't put in the right amount of shemen lechatchila. Says the Nesiv is a very geshmak of art that it's choluk the din of Ner Chanukah from the din of Ner in the Mikdash. We saw in the Gemara yesterday that when the Ner burns out in the middle of the night, so it's a nitchan Hashem, a nitchan Absila, and you go and you relight it. You have to light the Ner again by the Menorah. Hey, halacha is by Chanukah. Everyone knows halacha is that kafsa ein zakukla. That when your Ner Chanukah burns out, if you put in the right amount of oil lechatchila, and just for some reason it burnt out before the half an hour, so you do not need to go relight it. So we see that the din of Ner Chanukah is different than that of the Menorah. Says the Nesivis, the mitzvah of the Menorah and the Mikdash is that it should be doluk the whole night. That was the mitzvah. So Memela, when it burns out in the middle of the night, you need to relight it because it didn't. Its mitzvah was to be burning the whole night. Mitzacheni, if you did not put in the right amount of oil, so you're still mekayin the mitzvah. If you put in enough oil to last 4 hours, so for these 4 hours, you're mekayin the mitzvah. But now that it's about to burn out, so you put in more oil, and it burns the rest of the night. The ikar is that it should be burning. Masha'inkin, by Neiris Chanukah, the din is not that way. Here, the din is to do a maisa adlaka. A maisa adlaka of something that could burn for half an hour. So if it burned out later on, you don't care, it's not ma'akiv. Because the mitzvah is just the ma'isa adlaka itself. And there's no din that you have to make sure that it burns. Mitzat sheni, by Ner Chanukah, you need l'chatchila that there's enough shemen. Because if you didn't there wasn't enough shemen l'chatchila, it wasn't a ma'isa adlaka that will last half an hour. By the menorah, the ikar is that it has to burn. So just the burning is the mitzvah. So there's no din in the shemen l'chatchila, at least not ma'akiv, how much shemen you put in. Shankin here, there's a din by Shankin by Chanukah, where the whole mitzvah is the Maisa Adlaka, so you need a Maisa Adlaka, which mitzvah the Maisa could last half an hour. It's very Gishmak Avert of the Nesivis. However, Lachar, this is Shver from the Gemara we saw yesterday. Gemara says that when the Ner burns out in the middle of the night, so you have to relight it, and how much Shemin do you put in, the Gemara says? You put in the Chatiloik. So we see that it's true that you need that the candles burn the whole night. But still, every time that you light the candles of the menorah, there's a din that you need the right amount of shemen, which is a chatzi loig of shemen. So how here, back to our Gemara, if there's a din that the hadlaka has to be a hadlaka of a chatzi loig of shemen, so what's shadon on the army lamata lamayla? That's very shver on the Nesivis. Unless we say that our Gemara was talking about when they were trying to figure out the shear. They're trying to figure out the shear, so then they didn't know that there was a shear of chatzi loig. They thought it was a smaller shear. Here they were just, I'm guessing, in the dark. They actually thought that some of this was the right shear. And so this was the shear. So according to that understanding, this is the right way to do it. But once they were oimid on the fact, after a few days, they were oimid on the fact that the shear is a chatzi loig, so now the shear of that luck is a chatzi loig. So it's not like the Nesivis. The Nesivis holds that bechlal, there's no din to light the right amount of shemen that it's going to last the whole night. Just you light however much shemen you have now, and lechatchila in the middle of the night you can add an extra shemen because there's no din in the ma'isa adlaka bichlal. All it is that has to burn. But that we said is very sure from the Gemara earlier. That's and that pichas and the base. There's some before that there is a shear in the shemen. And that's in this we want to say that maybe until they got the shear, they thought there was a smaller shear. So they thought they were making the mitzvah with that. But once they were ibid on the shear of chatziloig, so from now on, every time that you do a hadlaka, you always need a chatziloig. But there, Chagav, this whole point in the Gemara here that it sounds like they didn't know the shear and they were guessing to figure out the shear. The Minchas Baruch has big hasha that we know that there were seven midos or seven medidos that were in the Mikdash and they were all given to Moshe Mitzinai. Gemara says, Naf Peches. And one of them is a chatziloig. And the Gemara says there in Naf Peches that the chatziloig was given for to Mekadesh the Shemin and the Menorah. So, how could it be that they had a suffix what the shear was? There's no other pshat in the chatziloig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to use the chatziloig. And there's no other pshat in the chatziloig unless it's used for the Menorah. So, Baal Korchach, this is the right shear. It's a very big question. The Minchas Baruch wants to say that Avada, they always use a chatziloig. The Gemara, our Gemara is just explaining that it says that the Chum wanted to figure out why the Torah gave us a chatziloig. And so then, they did experimental tests. So they realized that a chatziloig is exactly the right amount of shear to last for the lele tevos harukim. The Rishonim is not so mashmase. I don't have a good answer. But Akabonim, that's a little bit of a problem here in the Gemara, that it sounds like they were doing these scientific tests when the chayr, this was all given to Moshe Mitzina. One other point to on this union of the measuring. So the Gemara says that the Man D'Omer that they did lamata lamaila. The reason that they did dafka that way was because Atera chasa al mamonin shal Yisrael. If you would use extra shemen, Rashi says, and then it was too much for that was needed for the night, so then they would have to get rid of it. They couldn't use it the next day. Why do you have to get rid of it? Before Rashi have to get rid of it, why do you have to get rid of it? Say the Svasemes and the Chazanish, because of the Gemara and the Pechasim and Beis, that Ner Shekosa, Nitshan HaShemet, that once the Ner is finished burning, so even if there's oil left, so you get rid of the extra Shemet. So to hear there's a din of Nitshan HaShemet, and therefore they cannot reuse the Shemet. So the Nesivis over there, Makor Chaim, brings a raya from this about what the Chashmonoim did in the times of Hanukkah. If the pshat is like the poster pshat, that they lit the same chatziloig of shemen each night, and it never burnt out, it lasted for 8 nights, says the Nesivis, they would not be allowed to reuse it. How could they reuse it on the next night? See in our Gemara, that when there's oil left over, so you don't reuse it for the next night. It's nitshan HaShemet. More before, Peches was talking about when it happened in the middle of the night. See in our Gemara also for the whole night, it burned through the whole night. There's extra oil left over. You don't reuse that oil. So if the oil in the times of the Chashmonaim was they used the whole oil each night, so it would be possible after the first night, and they would not be able to reuse it for the second night. Says in the Sivus and Masabi, like the Tarot of the Beis Yosef, that they split up the oil and they only used 1/8 of the oil each night, and that got burnt out. And then the next night they use another 1/8 of the oil and Alpines, it lasted through the whole night. But it must be that they only use 1/8 of the oil. That's the Raya of the Nesivis from our Sugya. But it's not so posh that you're allowed to do that. At least L'chatchila, there's a din to use the Chatziloig Shemin. The Torah said to use the Chatziloig Shemin, and we see in the Gemara earlier, that even in the middle of the night, you have to use the Chatziloig Shemin. A lot of that's a Tzur L'chatchila to do the mitzvah. And so even if we say that it's not Ma'akev, which the Re'eim, once in the Chadish, that it's not an Akiv, but at least L'chatchila, there should be such a din. But she was tiny good, but how could they have used the whole thing? They can't reuse it then. Yesh Lodin has a Chiddush, I didn't find this anywhere. But it's possible to say that the whole din of Nitshan HaShemin was only when the Shemin actually got burnt. You put in a Chatziloig, and some of it got burnt, so now there was a Kiyum that happened with this Shemin. So some of the Shemin got minimized, so instead of saying that that's only a chisaron in the shemen that actually got used, we say no, that it's a chisaron in the whole shemen, and all of the shemen becomes deshem. But kenzai, that's only when actually some of the shemen gets used. If all of the shemen stayed intact, none of it got burned bichlal, and maybe there was no din of nitshan shemen bichlal. So they used the chatziloig each night, and it stayed intact. And there was nothing, because it stayed intact, so there was no shemen that was nitshan. The whole shemen was there like it was the chatzilah. Actually, that'd be a teretz to the raya of the Nesivis. Just to mention that Ragav is Ein Koyach the Sugya, a little bit into the Shita, the Mefarshim here about the Nes of Chanukah. what was an ace, how did they do it? It's a very big sugya. But just to mention one very beautiful chiddush that I saw from the Minchas Baruch. Sefer Minchas Baruch, B'derech Agav, is a very chashuv sefer. It's a sefer that he wrote the sefer by Reb Baruch Lavsky. He wrote a sefer on Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Kinyur has only printed that on Erechayim and a little bit on Yeridea. But the sefer is, any sugya that he goes into, he's Mevar L'Arko L'Rochba, Sefer Nifl. The Gemara says that you should sell all of your things to buy shoes, the importance of shoes. Here in Shem Chazanish, they said you should sell your shoes to buy a Minchas Baruch. Chazanish, how much he held of the sefer. Chazanish actually wrote Gil Yoynis on the Minchas Baruch. Very chosh of a sefer. So the last simon in the sefer, in Arachayim, is in Hilchos Chanukah, explains what was the necessity of the Nes of Chanukah. Because the Mefarshim ask, that Yeshua already asked in Shabbos, that Tumuhutra B'tzibur, why do we need this Nes? So there's a lot of Torah said about this. We're going to get to all the Torah just to mention what he says, which is, I never saw it, and it's beautiful what he says. It says, Be'etzem, what happened in the time of the Chashmonoyim is that they were, for 8 days, they were Oisek in Chanukah HaMizbeach. Chanukah HaMikdosh, after the Yevonim were Metameh, and they made holes in the walls, they had to build a new Mizbeach. They had to fix, home improvements during the 8 days of Chanukah. And they were not planning to make a Yontiv L'Doiris. They made 8 days of Halav HaHedah that was done in that time, that they were able to conquer the Yevonim and to retake the Beis HaMikdash. And they were Oisek in the Binyan for 8 days. This were in Megillas Tainis, that the reason that it was for 8 days, and not 7 days, says the Megillas Tainis, like in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in times of Shlomo and in Ezra, that normally we have a Chanukah HaMishkan, and Chanukah HaMizbeach was always 7 days. But in the times of the Chashmonoim, it says in Megillas Tainis, it was 8 days, because it took them 8 days. 8 days they were busy with being Isaac in the Binyan. And they found this one Pach of Shemen, and they lit it on the first night, and it all stayed intact. And for all 8 days that they were Isaac in their Chanukah HaMizbeach, rededicating the Beit HaMikdash, in all those 8 days, the oil stayed intact. Says the Minchas Baruch, they could have used oil that was Tameh. It was no problem. Halachically, they could have used oil that was tummy. But as long as they were being Oisek in this mitzvah of rededicating the Beis HaMikdash, the oil lasted. So this they understood as a sin min hashamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merutze, was very happy and satisfied with what they were doing in their war with the Chashmonoim, and also in rededicating the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Shana Acheres, they were misaken it b'halal v'ayda. The Mishana Acheres they made into a yantav for the next year. But that year itself, when they conquered the Yevanim and they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, there was no plan to be a yantav l'deris. But when they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping them out and was showing them that there's a nes coming to them from min hashamayim about what they're doing, so then they understood that as a sin and to make this into a yantav. With this, he answers many, many questions about the Yonim of the Nes of Chanukah. It's a mamish, a beautiful shtickle. It brings it from Dvar Mefurashim in the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis starts off saying that the My Chanukah and the Pach Hashem lasted 8 days. And then it goes to explain that they did it 8 days more than Moshe and Shlomo, because they were Oisek in the Minyan for 8 days. It's a Slachar Asira. At the beginning it said because the Pach Hashem lasted 8 days. So as the Minchas Baruch, no, it's two different questions. One was, what's the Yontiv of Chanukah? That we have a Yontiv L'Doiris is because the Pach HaShemen lasted 8 days. And now, then the Megillas Tainis asks, why were they Oisek in the Chanukah for 8 days? They were Oisek for 8 days because that's how long it took them. And it's more than Megillas Tainis. It brings many rayas. That was a beautiful shtickle. One last point here about the Menorah, our sugyam. The Gemara says that the Chati Loig was used for the Menorah for each ner. The Chati Loig, the Kol Ner v'ner. So Taisis asks, Dibur Masal Chetzi. He says, Tema, Lama Yitzar L'Kadish HaShemen B'Kli Sharis? Why was there any need to the Mekadish HaShemen in the Kli Sharis? Taisis' question. Very interesting question of Taisis. The Menorah didn't have Kedusha. The Shemen of the Menorah does not have Kedusha. What's Taisis asking? So many Achronim, the Tzain Kochim, and many Achronim explain that the question of Taisis wasn't that the Shemen does not need Kedusha. For sure the Shemen needs Kedusha. But Taisis wants to know, why do they need to do it in a Kli Sharis before you put it in the Menorah? Just put it straight in the Menorah, and the Menorah will be Mekadosh the Shemen. Why was there a need to first be Mekadosh the Shemen, and then put it in the Menorah? So the Mikdash David and the Chazon Ish want to answer the question of Tesis. They say the following. They say that the Gemara says in Yuma and Daf Chav Dalet that putting that the Hatovas HaMenorah is an Avodah and needs Kahuna. Gemara has a Nidah in whether a Zor that does Hatovas HaNeiros should be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, because it's an Avodah Tama. Gemara says Misa B'dei Shamayim is not Chayiv, but Avad it's an Avodah which needs Kahuna. So in Cain, so say the Mikdash David and the Chazon Ish, because it's an Avodah, so Mela you need to put in Shemen which is already Kadosh. It's not, we're not just looking for a hechi timsa to be mekadesh the shemen. It's similar to bringing a korban right now when you're putting the shemen in the menorah. You're doing an avodah. So avodah has to be done on shemen which is already kadesh. It's in order to make the avodah done kitzurasa, you commit vasa, it's you mekadesh the shemen, and now you take shemen kadesh and you put it in the menorah. That's why you need to have the shemen to be kadesh before you put it in the menorah. However, the Chazon Ish there wants to explain the question of Taisus L'maisa in a different way. The Taisus is asking, B'chlav, why do we need Shemin Kadosh? That was the question of Taisus. Not that you have another way to be Mekadosh in the Menorah. Rather, Taisus assumes in his question, we don't need the Shemin to have any Kedusha B'chlav. Whether that's a Pshat or Taisus or not is arguable, but that's a Mefurish in Taisus in Tumur and Daf Yudalad, and Yudalad Med Aleph, that Shemin of the Menorah does not need any Kedusha. That's why he says that as a fact. Our taste knows that it does, and he wants to know why it does. Taiz and Tamura says that it does not need any Kedusha. The Taiz and Tamura is very sure from our Gemara, where that it did have Kedusha. But Al Kuponim, the same opinion we see in Taiz and Tamura, and possibly in our taste, is that Minasvara, the Shemin of the Menorah, should not need Kedusha. Why does it not need Kedusha? So the Chazon Ish says the following. Mashma Luhu, the Eino B'chlal Aktara. Shemin of the Menorah, it's not a Mukhtar like a carbon. Ela ikra mitzvah hein ora neiris. The shemen memelem is bayer. The ino inin l'menachos. It's not like a mincha which needs to get kedusha, because there the thing is a mukter, the mincha, the zevach, the nesachim. All of those things become something which is kariv to the mizbeach, kariv to the eivishter. Mashenkin, the shemen of the menorah is not a dovra kariv. It's not a karbon, and that the mitzvah is that it should be burnt. The mitzvah is that it should make or, that it should have light. So the only way that the light happens is that the oil burns. So the oil is necessary as a chitimsa for the light to come out of the menorah. But we don't look at the shemen of the menorah as being a mukter. The chardis also has connection to, we spoke about by the nes of Chanukah. If we say kipshuta, that by the nes of Chanukah, they put in each night, they put in the full chatzi loig. If the kiyum was that the shemen gets burnt, shemen didn't get burnt. If you put a carbon on the mizbeach and it stays there the whole night and the fire is burning it and it doesn't get burnt, if you have a carbon that's not flammable and it does not get burnt, you are not becoming the mitzvah b'chlal. So if you understand that they put in a chatzi loig each night and it didn't get burnt, how are they becoming the mitzvah? It was the worst thing in the world. The shemen stayed. Elamai, the ikar mitzvah is not the shemen is a mukter. Shemen never becomes a mukter. The point of the shemen is the ora neiros, says the Chazon Ish. So just normally, besides the times of the Nes of Chanukah, normally, the only way the oil, that the lights burn is if the oil burns. So you need the oil to get burned up. But Taisa said that in Cain, we should not need the Shemen to have any Kedusha, because it's not a Mukhtar. L'chor the Iker Yisoy that the Chazon Ish says, I think everyone agrees to, that Avada, the point of the Inyan of the Shemen is the light, not the Shemen getting burnt up. The question is that enough of a reason to say the Shemen needs Kedusha Saguf? Tais min Asvara held that the Shemen should not need Kedusha Saguf if it's only Hechitimsa to make the light. But the Sugyas before are not that way. That even though it's only Hechitimsa, and Ikar Mitzvah is the Or, but because the Or is necessary, they Shemen, so, and you're putting it in the Kliya in a Kliya of the Mikdash, so Ba'korachach, the Shemen has to be Shemen of the Shemen which is Kaddish. That's the what we have to see in our sugya. One other related point to this is, and in there, I've saw in the Shurim of Reb David Soloveitchik there in Tamur Daf Yudalid, that he asks Apida Hanoch of Teishas that Shemen does not need kedusha, kedusha saguf. Then why do we need that? Why do we need the Nes of Chanukah Bichlal? Why couldn't they use Shemen Tamei? Not because Tumahut Rebit Zibur. Why could they not use Shemen Tamei? Because there's no psul of Tum and Shemen. We're not seeing the head in the Gemara anywhere that Shemen Tomei is possible in Menorah. He only lechora found it in the nes of Chanukah that they were makbet to use the shemen which is tar. But why can't they use shemen tamei? If the shemen is a mukter, it's a carbon. So for shteitzach, you can't use a carbon which is tamei. But if the shemen isn't a mukter, it's only heichitimsa that there should be light on the menorah. So why can't you use the shemen which is tamei? That Reb David asked a question. I heard that this question Shane the Briskarov. The Briskarov already asked this question. Here Shane Rabbi Yankel Lieberman in the Teretz that the din of the psul of tumah by karbonis is not dafka psul in karbon. It's a psul in any kachin. Anything which is called kodesh also has in it a psul of tumah. Mara says in Zvachim Daf Chaf that tumah could pass by the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. You know, the water is not a karbon. It's a psul in those said in kachin. So the shemen, even if the shemen is not a carbon, but it's also kachim, and also in that it was said the psul of tumah. Baruch Hashem, we were zeicher to learn here many sages about the menorah and about the nes of Chanukah, and even if they lit on an eighth of the oil or on the whole oil, and the sage of the Chazon Ish, Pshat and Tesis, that the mitzvah is only the burning of the light, not that the shemen gets burnt. And we see also in our sugya that you can't reuse the oil. And Mela, the Nesivus is Raya. What do they do? What do they do about Hanukkah? And also, Nidin, we saw here about when they lit the candles of the menorah. Did they the pashas of the Gemara and Pesachim? Did they lit it in the daytime, at the end of the day? And that's the opinion of Rashi and Zvachim and in Yuma. But Rashi Baya says that they lit at night. Now we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah here is Mavur that Menachis that have the same type of Belila. So if they're Nisariv, they're okay. That's Niske Kvasim and Niske Kvasim, or Niske Elim and Niske Parim. But if they have the wrong types of Blila, so it creates a problem. It could create a problem. If they get mixed up after Blila, so it's okay. Even though one Mincha is Blila from the other Mincha, our Mishnah, as Rishonim speak out, is going to Meshitas Chachamim in the third Perek. Chachamim there say, that Oilin Ein Mevatlin Zezeh. So there's no problem if one mincha is bleia from another mincha, and one mincha has more oil, the other mincha has less oil. It's okay, because everything is carved together, and oil in imevatlan zeze. But if they're nisarev before blila, then it's before in the mission that it's not kosher. It's pasul. Why is it pasul? So Rashi Sadyad and Tesis say because the din of kol she'ino rei lebila bila me'akevis. Even though the ma'aseh blila is not ma'akev, you bring a mincha without blila, it's kosher. But a mincha that's not right leblila, then it's pasul. And now that they got mixed up before blila, and you can no longer do blila in the proper way, so it's pasul. Mikdash David in Simin Ches Sifkaton Beis points out that you see here what the agdara of blila is. That even though lemaisa, both of the menachas are mixed up, and oilin ein mevatlin zeze. So my the oil of my mincha is with me somewhere. The oil and the shemen, they're both there together, and they're still connected to each other. But if it gets mixed up before blila, it's not good, because that's not called blila. The blila needs that it has to have the right consistency, the right proportions of oil and soilus. If the blila is thicker or thinner than it should be, that's not called the right type of blila. The Hagdara of Blila needs the right mizug, it needs the right combination of oil and soilus. If it's a different type of combination, even though Alpi Din, it's called that they're connected. You have your oil. But because it's the wrong consistency of the Mincha, so that's not Blila. That's not Blila, that's not the Tzura of Blila. It's bowled in the wrong way. Therefore it's Ma'akif. Akoponim, we see here in Rashi and Tesis that a Mincha which is bowled, Shalai Kedinoi, it's called Eino Rei Labila. The Achrayim ask that two other places we see in Taisus not this way. Taisus and Daftes, Omer Aleph, asks that when why is Bola Bachutz puzzle? Rish Lakish holds that Bola Bachutz is puzzle. Says Taisus, why is it puzzle? Hare Blila is not Ma'akev. Answers Taisus that Blila's Chutz is Gorat Fe. Even though Blila is not Ma'akev, when you do Blila in the wrong way, so it's worse. That's Taisus there. A similar tesis on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Tesis asks the Lafir of Shimon that Bolal Zar is Pusel. Asks Tesis, Hare Loi Bolal Kosher. How can it be that Zar does Blila is worse and there's no Blila at all? Answers Tesis that Bolal Zar is Bolal Bipsul Goratzvei. That it's worse than no Blila. Those are Tesis over there. L'chara, we have it. We can answer the question of Tesis there with a different Teretz. That even though the loy bol al kosher, but you need roy lebila. When it's ain't a roy lebila, bila's makevitz boy. So one could have understood that the whole din of ain't a roy lebila, it's only an inyan of a shear. That's a brisker rav there in Daftes in the stencils wants to say. And maybe you could say the whole din of ain't a roy lebila, it's only that a mincha which is too big for bila. It was said to set the shear of a mincha. But it never is actual din in a mincha. A mincha that is the right shear that for some reason becomes ein orei labila. Miskrov wants to say that that's not a problem of ein orei labila. We might have been able to say that until we got to our sugya. So Rashi tries in our sugya tell us that a mincha which was the right size, just now that it got mixed up with another mincha, it's ein orei labila. So that also has a soul of ein orei labila. So in Cain, why did Tzitzis not say that earlier on? And also, sure, why did Taisa by us not say what he said there? There Taisa says that Bola Bipsul is Goratfe. And here Taisa says Einarai Labila. Chayrits come out the same question in both places and two different answers. So, for the first Chaylik is the Chayrit Pashut. That Taisa by us cannot say that Bola Bipsul is Goratfe. A Psul is when there's some problem in the Maisa Blila. The Mincha looks fine. But you did it in the wrong way. You did it Bachutz. If you're Shlokish, you can't be Boil Bachutz. So if that called a maisa that was done bipsul, a maisa the itzer bipsul, or bolo zar lefir of shimin, the maisa the blila was not done properly. That's called bolo bipsul. Here it was done with a koyein, everything was done fine. Just it's the wrong consistency. That's not called bolo bipsul. There's no paslus in the maisa blila. Just the mincha is the wrong consistency. That's why Teis Vayos does not say what he says there. And it could be that he had senes that Teis is there could maybe. Did not say what he says by us. There, the mincha is a good blila. The blila itself, the mincha, there's nothing lacking in the blila. It is bolo perfectly. You look at this mincha, when I see two menachas, one was bolo bachutz, one was bolo bifnim, I just look at the end result. They look exactly the same to me. And there's no chisaron of ein orei labila. Ein orei labila is only when the consistency of the mincha is not correct. Like a mincha of 61 esreinis, which does not have the right consistency of the mincha, it won't be mixed up properly. Or our mincha, or our sugya, where they're not the right proportions for the oil and the seiles. So the blila, the recipe of the mincha is not a good recipe. It's a wrong type of mincha. You look at these two minachas, you don't see the right consistency. It's not the same way as a mincha which was mixed up properly. So the blila itself was an incorrect blila. It's like the ein orei labila means that the recipe is not right. It's the wrong type of consistency of a mincha. By bolo zar or bolo bachutz, there's nothing wrong about the consistency. It's a beautiful mincha the way it looks at the end. Problem was mitzad gavra. So each case has its own chisaron. There the chisaron is that the mice of the gavra was done bipsul, bachutz, bizar, it was a mice done bipsul. That's the problem. And that makes it worse than loy bolo. Here, there's no mice that was done bipsul. It was done with a koyein. Everything was done mitzad the gav. Everything was done fine, but the consistency of the mincha is the wrong consistency, and that's why it's called ein orei labila. Another point here in the sugya, Mar brings a drasha. The iktiru shlo ya'arev chalavim bechalavim. You have to be makter each carbon by itself. You can't be ma'arev the chalavim and the emurim of one carbon with another carbon. The pasuk was said about chalovim, about emurim, and the sugya before who adin about minchas nesachim. Two minchas nesachim are mixed up with one another. So also in this case, you have to makter each one individually. In the teres koyanim, this drush is also there in the teres koyanim in Vayikra Nedava Parsha Seyud. So there before that it says another viktirai, and we learn from that another din. That shiaktirim kulam ke'echad. You have to be maktir the emurim of one carbon entirely at all at the same time. You can't do a part now and wait another hour and then be maktir the rest of it. You have to be maktir it all entirely. So two dinim. Number one, that each one has to be individual, not with another carbon, and has to be complete. All the emurim together. So the Ravid there in his Perishim Teres Kayanim, the Ravid says, this din of that you maktir them all at the same time is only by chalavim and emurim. But a varm of an oila, So there's no din makir all at the same time. The Rabbi brings from the Mishnah and Tamid. Mishnah and Tamid says that the Kohanim made a procession of bringing the Yevarim of the Oilam. The first one had the Reish and the Regel, the second one had the Yadayim, the whole procession of bringing the Yevarim of the Oilam. One after another, they brought them. They weren't mocked to them all together. Says the Rabbi, so this din was only by Chalavim, but not by Yevarim. That's the name of in the Rabbi. Yesh Lodun, whether that applies also to the first din. To the din that you have, that Shelo Ya'ariv Chalavim b'Chalavim. Does that apply also to Shelo Ya'ariv Eivarim b'Eivarim? Can you be makar of the Eivarim of one Oila with the Eivarim of another Oila? If one Viktiroi is said on the din was only said on Eshlamim and not on an Oila, on an Oila you could be makar of him Zechar Zeh. So L'chayra also by Oila, you could do it one carbon with another carbon. L'chayra, that's what we would say. But in came the Zohar from our Sugya. Our sugya is before that the din of viktiroi that shloya arif chalavim b'chalavim was not only by chalavim, it was also by minchas nesachim. So we see that in the din of shloya arif was said even by other karbonos, not only by emurim. And how come the din of that yimakter kulei ke'echad was only said by emurim and not by evarim of an oila? So Rav Hutner in brought down in the Sefer of Arz of Rav Hutner on Menachos, Daf Yotes on Menachos. So he brings there from Rav Menachem Zemba that explained the Ravid. What's pshat in the Ravid? What's stack of the pshat that the din of Bas Achas was only said by Emurim and not by Evarim of an Oil? Said Rav Menachem Zemba that Emurim have Midas Mar considered a Matir. The din is you can't eat the Basar until you're Makter the Emurim. So Emurim are considered, to a certain degree, they're considered a matir. So Mela, it's called that they're all one Emurim. The Emurim of the Korban are all one Heftza. Pshutu Rav Nachum Zem understood that you need to be makter all of the Emurim in order to eat the Basar. It's a Nidun in the Achrayinim. But if we assume that you need to be makter all of the Emurim in order to eat the Basar, so all of the Emurim are considered one. So Mela, the din that you have to be makter them all the Bas Achas was only said on the Emurim, which are all one matir. But the Evarim of an Oilar are not a matir Bichlal. They're not. There's nothing that's awaiting for the Evarim of the Oila. So Mimela, there's no din to makter them to Basachas. You also can makter them to Zachar Zeh. Oh. So says Rav Hutner, that's Rav Menachem Zemba. Says Rav Hutner, that in Cain, we can say it also the first din, that Shlo Ya'ariv Zeh B'Zeh, was also only said by Shlomim, because it's a matir. So it's said that the matir of this carbon has to be by itself, and the matir of that carbon has to be by itself. The shaking by the Evarim of an Oila, which is not a Matir Bichlal, so there's no uniqueness to this one over that one. So then you can Matir them even two different Karbonas together. But by Minchas Nesachim, which is a Matir, so then for sure, in this was said the din of Shalo Ya'ariv Zeh B'Zeh, and also the din of that you Matir Kula Kiyachot. Because here the Karbon is supposed to, it's a Matir. The whole Karbon is the Mincha. The Gemara says it's matir itself, but it's called the matir. So this carbon, which is called kulei matir, so it has the din of shlo yariv zeh b'zeh, and also has the din of that you have to makir the whole thing with vasachas. One other point on this din of the two drushes of the Torah's kayanim, to makir kulem ke'echad and shlo yariv zeh b'zeh. The Rambam deals with an interesting question. What happens if you get the emurim of kama karbonos are mixed up together? So you have the aseres hakaved and the shtei akloyes of a few karbonos that are together. So I have two options right now. One is I can be makdir each part by itself, the aseres hakaved by itself, one kloya, another kloya by itself. So if I do that, I won't even be ma'ariv one carbon with another carbon. But mitzat sheni, I'm not mekayin the din of being makdir all of the emurim together. So it's makdir all of the emurim from shlomim A together and all of the emurim from shlomim B together. So if one option is to be makter all of them together at the same time, and that way I'm a kind of din of being makriv kulam ke'echad, because all of the emurim of shlomim A and all of the emurim of shlomim B were all mukter at the same time. But mitzat sheni, the emurim of shlomim A were ma'uriv with the emurim of shlomim B. So I was a kind of din of viktira kulay ke'echad, but I was mevatel the din of shlo ya'arev emurim be'emurim. But if I do each one by itself, then I was able to mekayin the din of shlo ya'ariv emurim be'emurim, but mitzat sheni, I was not mekayin the din of yiksurim kulam ke'echad. So what do you do now? The Rambam is mavur that you makter them kulam ki'echad. It's better to be mekayim the din of kulam ki'echad than to be mekayim the din of shloy arev zeh bezeh. This is before in the Rambam, in the Chidushei Reb Chaim, in the stencils of Reb Chaim, in Simin Shin Lam and Gimel. So it brings to the from the Brisker Rav, that find them makor to the shower from the Yerushalmi. Akabonim, that's the Achra of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, that it's better to be mekayim the din of kulam ki'echad than to be mekayim the din of shloy arev zeh bezeh. Another point here in the sugya is that before in the sugya that by yayin beikar there was no din of viktira. By yayin there was no din that you can't out of yayin of one carbon with another carbon. Midaraisha there's no problem. Just midrabanan there's a problem that if you do it then you might come to also mix up the minchas with each other. But once the minchas were kariv, so the maisa you can now go be makar of the yayin of each of both them together. The reason is because the pasuk was said on haktaro, not said on nisuch. The pasuk was said viktiroi, haktaro, burning things on the mizbech. But mashenkin yayin, which you pour, and there was no din of that it has to be, each one has to be individually. So an interesting nafkamina from this, the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Aleph Sefkatan Aleph clears that the din of Shmuel in Perakol Atodir in Zvachim, Shmuel says there that hamisnadiv yayin, maybe you mizalfi al gabi ha'ishim. Person that makes an edov of yayin, so instead of pouring it to the shisim like a regular, you pour it on the mizbeach, on the fire of the mizbeach. So the Mikdash David declares, as the famous chakira on that din of Shmuel, Shmuel means to say that it gets a din aktara, this yayin gets a din aktara, or Shmuel means to say no, that la'ilam it's a din of nisuch. Just the Torah is telling you the way to mekayim the nisuch is on top of the fire of the mizbeach. It's common nafkaminas. One nafkamina the Mikdash David says it's our sugya. If two people that were misnadiv yayin, can they mix up their wine with each other? If it's a din of nisuch, so it's just the place to do the nisuch is on the fire. So on nisuch there was no din of shoyar of zebezeh. But if it's a din of aktara, and aktara is said of yiktiroi, shoyar of zebezeh. Last point for today is, and the Gemara that's explaining the din of the Mishnah, that keves aboyim ha'imer, Zvora darshins that the niskoy yayin revi sahin, and it's that the nesachim are the regular shear. Whereas maybe it's only going on the yayin she'enu nivla leminchasay, but not the shemen. Tamad loymar v'niskoy kol nechasav lo yuela revius. All of the that both the yayin and the shemen that are called the nesach of the mincha are only a revius. So the Tosfos Yontif here in the Mishnayos points out. We see from this Gemara that the word nesech in the Torah not only refers to wine, it also refers to the shemen. The shemen of a mincha is also called the nesachim of the mincha. So this, with this Gemara, the Teis Yontif wants to argue with the Marshal. Marshal in his tshuva, in Simen Samach Dal, it says that he leaves out in Musaf, he changed the girsa in our Tfilas Musaf. We say in Musaf, u'minchazim v'niskeim kimedubar, we say the mincha and their nisachim, and then we go to specify the minachis. Shleishas roinim lapar is the soiles. Shneis roinim laayil v'yisorin lakeves. We explain now the soiles, and then the yain kiniskoi, and the wine as much as necessary for its pouring. So we mentioned kiniskoi by the wine. So what's the first minchasam uniskeim? Why do we say Nisachim twice? If we say Minchasam and Niskeim, it means the Mincha and the wine. So we shouldn't mention the wine afterwards. If we're mentioning the wine afterwards, we should just say Uminchasam. So that the Marshal says that he was Magia in the Nusach of the Tefillah. Took out the word the first Uniskeim. Uminchasam kimedubar. Shloisha sornim lapar. Mishneya sornim lo'ayil. V'yisaron lakeves. V'yayin kiniskoi. That's the Nisachim. And before him, we're referring to the Mincha. So that's the Marshal's Hagah in our Tefillah. Says the Tosfos Yontif, our PR sugya, we could say different terms. No. The minchasam v'niskeim refers to the soiles and the shemen, because shemen is called nesachim, like we see in our sugya. Kol nesachav lo yuela revius. Both wine and shemen can be referred to as nesachim. So minchasam v'niskeim means the mincha itself, which is comprised of soiles and shemen. That's toishes reinim lapar u'shneis reinim lo'ayel v'yisaron lakeves. And yayin is kiniskoi. Also, yayin also is kiniskoi. That's a very nice teretz of the Tosfos Yontif. But the Sfas Emes has a question on the Tosfos Yontif. asks us about the Sfasemes, that a mincha needs shemen. It's part of a mincha needs shemen. Moshe, a mincha also needs melach. We don't refer to the melach. Minchasam miniskeyem umilcham. Why? Because that's a tnai in a mincha, that a mincha needs melach. So a mincha also needs shemen. So why do we specify the shemen individually? We should say minchasam. It's true, it could be referring to the shemen. But it's just a necessary component of the mincha is the shemen. Why does it get specified on its own? It's a good question on a Tezi Yomtiv. I saw from the Sefer, brought down from the Sefer Zivchei Tzedek, says a beautiful teretz to this, that it's true on a regular mincha, the mincha's tone shemen. The Torah gives you a shear of how much shemen the mincha needs. But minchas nesachim, it's not that the mincha needs shemen. It's the Torah wants me to bring, when I bring a karban, I have to bring with it soiles, shemen, and yai. That's the requirements to bring when you bring a karban. But derech agav, we see that these are the three main agricultural items that exist. Midaraisa, the only things that are chayiv in truma and maitzris, are soiles, shemen, and yai. Al-Gabon in the Torah was mechayiv me to bring these three things. Just the way the Torah told me to bring it was not each one of them individually, but I mix the soiles with the shemen, and the wine I bring by itself. But it's beside I'm bringing the shemen. The shemen is the chelik of the havas of the mincha itself. So the carbon here needs soiles, shemen, and yayin. That's why we mention it individually, the minchasam and iskayim. He's like this from Rashi, Allah Torah, L'chaim Mufur Shirashi, in Parshas Shlach. Perk Tezvov, Pasuk Dalet, Rashi says, V'hikriv ha-makriv, takrivu nisachim u'mincha l'ko behima, ha-mincha kolil, ta-shemen nivlal b'soicha, ta-yayin l'sfolim. So the Rashi says, you bring in the nisachim and a mincha, the mincha is kolil, and the shemen is nivla b'secha. Why did you bring the shemen nivla b'secha? That's a regular mincha, shemen nivla b'secha. Elamai, you bring the nesachim and the mincha. A mincha is the seiles, the shemen nivla b'secha. That's the way, they're combined, these two items, in order to make one mincha. But you say, I'm bringing seiles, shemen, and yai. And that's why in our tefillah, we mention each one of them individually. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.